The United Nations is adding to the growing international pressure on the Syrian regime. Overnight, the UN Human Rights Commissioner recommended that the Assad regime be referred to the International Criminal Court as her commission revised up the death toll from the anti-government protests to more than 5,000. Syrian representatives reacted to the UN Security Council briefing with outrage, and they were backed up by Russia and its allies who don't support punitive action against Syria. Tanya Nolan has the latest.
A diplomatic storm is brewing in the United Nations over what to do about Syria. The UN Human Rights Commissioner Navi Pillay poured fuel on the fire with a briefing to the Security Council, in which he said the death toll in the anti-government uprisings had grown by more than 1,000 in just 10 days.
It is rather shocking. When I reported to the Security Council on the 18th of August, I reported 2,000 civilians killed. And today I've reported that the figure exceeds 5,000 and the number of children killed more than 300. I reported situations of torture in the detention centres, just huge numbers, displaced persons and thousands in detention. So these are the conditions, and it was all taken very seriously by the members of the Security Council, and every one of them said that this level of violence has to stop.
But it hasn't stopped, prompting Navi Pillay to go one step further and recommend that Syrian authorities be referred to the International Criminal Court for investigation. Britain's ambassador to the UN, Mark Lyle Grant, found the case compelling.
We've just heard a really distressing briefing from Mrs. Navi Pillay. As one of our colleagues said, it was the most horrifying briefing that we've had in the Security Council over the last 2 years.
But the UN faces a very different scenario to the one it encountered in Libya. In February, the Security Council acted swiftly to authorise a no-fly zone over Libya, which paved the way for a NATO-led intervention. Now there's no such support for action against Syria from the BRIC nations of Brazil, Russia, India and China. Russia, which vetoed a Security Council resolution on Syria in October, responded angrily to the Human Rights Commissioner's latest report. Russian ambassador to the UN, Vitaly Churkin.
We saw some key members of the international community and some key members of the Security Council switch gears and turn into regime change mode, discouraging dialogue within Syria, discouraging dialogue between Arab League and Syria, and we think this is very dangerous.
Syria's ambassador to the UN, Bashar Jafari, went further, describing the Human Rights Commissioner and her figures as incredible.
Mrs. Pillay, the High Commissioner, is not objective, is not fair, she is not genuine. She has trespassed her mandate. She allowed herself to be misused in misleading the public opinion by providing information based on allegations collected from 233 defectors. How could defectors give positive testimonies on the Syrian government?
Syria maintains the West is locked in a conspiracy against it. And in a recent interview with American television, President Assad denied ordering any crackdown against protesters and says he's not in control of Syrian forces. The group Human Rights Watch New York is preparing to release its latest report on Syria, in which army defectors name more than 70 Syrian commanders who gave shoot-to-kill orders against unarmed protesters. Philippe Bollepion is the UN Director for Human Rights Watch.
So the facts are well known now. There is no doubt in our view that the crimes committed in Syria are extremely serious and in fact rise to the level of crimes against humanity.
Bashar al-Assad keeps batting away any suggestion that he is responsible for the crackdowns. He told Barbara Walters that he has no control over the troops in Syria. Is Human Rights Watch seeing any evidence coming out of Syria that could link President al-Assad to the crackdowns?
We believe that as the president of the country, he has command responsibility over what his troops are doing on the ground. So either he knows what's happening, as ordered it, or he should have known what was going on. And as such, we believe that that he has a tremendous responsibility in the violence and should make it stop.
That's Philippe Bollepion, the UN Director for Human Rights Watch, ending that report by Tanya Nolan.